Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I have exciting news. I finally finished my book and we're now at the stage of putting the book up for sale online. I'm so excited. It's been a year of writing, creating creative with the team and getting it into a final version. And yeah, it's been a lot of work in between doing my normal work. So yeah, I'm very excited. So I'll be announcing the publication date soon, so watch out for that. Today, I want to talk about decanting. It's currently everywhere on social media. If there is a jar available and some pantry item or laundry item, it will be decanted and then labeled. And it's just too much. Like, I know it looks aspirational and it looks good for the gram and everything, but like, there has to be a sense of reality. There has to be a sense of, is this going to really fulfill my life, having this? If it does, okay, fine, do it. But, you know, people are not realizing how much time it takes to decant and how much it costs as well. You know, it does look great for the gram, but, you know, it can cost thousands of dirhams. And I know, because I've spent thousands of dirhams with clients who have then had a mini heart attack on the price of having so many jars. And I don't understand the need to decant laundry items into jars and boxes. So I'm going to ignore that even happens in this today's podcast, even though I am mentioning it now. The only time you need to decant laundry detergent into a box or a jar is when you get those massive bags of laundry detergent because you've got a big family. Then I can understand putting it into a smaller box because it's easier than carrying a massive bag every time and trying to put the detergent into the machine, because that's just bonkers. But otherwise, no. You don't need to put laundry pods into another jar. It's already in a box or in a bag that it comes with. I know, because I buy them. So let's not. No. Let's be sensible here. I won't lie. I have decanted a few things into jars, mostly coffee, those coffee pods, sugar, tea, and spices. And you know I love a good tea and coffee station. Like, there's a podcast episode about it, and there's loads of pictures on the gram of me creating coffee and tea stations. So there is a time and a place, and I like it because these jars are next to my machine and next to my, you know, other coffee things, and I drink coffee every day. So it's fine, and it's my one thing that I have. And everybody has their thing. Mine is coffee, which is not as much as a lot of people I know who are into coffee and have lots of machines, but it's my thing. So yeah, and I don't decant everything. I don't have time to decant on a regular basis, and I don't have the patience to do it as well. I've had clients that ask me to create a kitchen or pantry like the ones they've seen on Netflix shows and on Instagram. And as I said, they have a slight heart attack looking at the price afterwards and then going, but how can it cost that much? And I don't even use expensive jars. I won't use the OXO ones or what's the other? There's Joseph jars now as well. Beautiful. But no, I'm not going to use them. I'm going to use the ones from IKEA and Home Center because they're cost effective and they're just as good as the OXO ones. But people still have heart attacks because it does cost a lot of money. And then, you know, I also decant spices. So I have four main spices that I'll use regularly and they're put into jars. And then, you know, those majority of spices you use in Indian cooking, you know, if you're into Indian cooking, I have them in a very Indian mommy tin. So they're in there. And then I buy spices loose. So I had to buy little jars that I bought from IKEA and I filled up those loose spices into those jars, but it's only a few jars because I only use a few spices. So I don't buy loads and loads of spices just for the sake of, you know, a recipe. And that's a good thing about buying it loose, because then You just need to buy what you need for one recipe if it happens, instead of buying, you know, lots of packets or lots of jars. Now, if you do buy spice jars, you know, from shops, don't then decant them into other spice jars. You know what I mean? Like, if you want the uniformity, just buy the same brand then from the shop, or buy it loose and then just use those little, the loose spices for whatever the recipe requires. But yeah, don't buy millions, because it takes up a lot of space. And so think about your life and whether you have the time to decant into jars and to label them. And if you have a housekeeper to do the decanting for you, will they remember to do it? Do they find it an onerous task? And will they just choose to ignore it, which has happened a lot? And if it's a negative experience for them, it'll be a negative experience for you as well. So think about that. So whether you're doing your tea, your coffee, your spices, your flour, your pulses, whatever, think about whether it's going to be a good idea for you, for your household, and if you have the space for it as well. If you do want to do the uniform jars in your pantry or kitchen, then this is what I suggest you should do when doing this task. Okay, so these are my few steps on how, what to do. So first, take out the items that you want to put into jars, such as your flour, your sugar, nuts, spices, tea, coffee, etc., and then put them into the category. So all the flour, so I know a lot of people have different kinds of flour now, so you, all those flours together, all the sugars together, brown sugar, white sugar, cane, monk fruit, whatever, all the nuts, all the spices, put them into the categories of the item, and then subdivide them by size. So count how many items you need. So say you might need a 2.1 liter for the flour, the sugar, and you know, big kind of items like that, or 1.7 liter for all the nuts, etc. So you know, see, you know, which ones need the big item, big jars, next jars, and the next size. And you can see all the sizes online if you go on to like the stores like IKEA or Home Center or Lakeland. You can see the sizes there, so you can then gauge what will fit in what. So I would say a 1.7 liter is fine for pasta and for your nuts. The 2.1 is for bigger stuff. 3.1 is for your spaghetti. 1 liter is for the smaller items, you know, the tea and coffee that you don't use too often. And then, you know, also to count how many spice jars you'll need, especially if you buy loose. And then check the size of the jars online. So, you know, the width, depth, etc., and the size of your cupboards to ensure that they'll fit. So a lot of cupboards cannot fit the spaghetti jars, so you might need to leave that outside or change the levels of your cupboard. Or in my case, I have a cupboard for the gas meter, and it's got nothing else in it, so that's where I put my spaghetti jar. And then buy from a store that has the jars on a regular basis. So just IKEA, your Home Center, your Lakeland, those kind of stores, they will always have those jars, always. Buy it from there. So don't buy all these, you know, different fancy ones that you might see on the gram, that might be sold for one season, because then when you need more jars later, it won't bring the uniformity and you'll get frustrated. So think about that. And it's the same when you buy boxes as well. Make sure you buy boxes that you have uniformity with, so you can buy them again if you need more. When you do buy the jars, get an extra 2 of each size. Trust me on this, because you always think you've counted enough and then it ends up being not correct. So have 2 extra, but keep the receipt, because then you can return the extra jars if you don't use them. Always keep the receipt for at least a week. Don't buy a label machine as well. I know you want to have it labeled like you see, you know, don't buy Cricut, don't buy a Brother label machine like my one. Just purchase the labels from label stores. So here there's a lady who has the Label Souk, so you can buy labels from there, or you can buy it from Amazon or from Etsy. So save your money buying a label machine and just get the labels. And you can even ask, you know, tell them what labels you need and they'll create the labels for you. So those are my tips if you are going to be decanting and you want uniformity. But I also strongly advise you to think about whether you really need to decant and whether you need to waste your time and your money doing it. If you're doing it just for the gram, then So obviously don't. But if you're doing it for yourself and you want to and you get pleasure from it, great, do it. Do it what makes you happy, as always. But think about, you know, time, money, and cost. That's the same thing as money, isn't it? Anyway, so these are my tips for today. If you do need help to organize your kitchen and pantry, including decanting and labeling, get in touch with me on my website at www.decluttreme.com. You can also find me on all the social media. So I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So you can follow Declutter Me there. And don't miss our weekly episodes by subscribing to the Declutter Me podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Angami, or any of your favorite podcast players. And I hope to hear from you. Leave a comment if you love what I'm talking about or you don't even love what I'm talking about. And I'll see you next time. Bye.